Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 22, 2020. Entry through a closed door. First of all, everyone needs to nullify themselves. The first condition for entering the 10 is to nullify yourself to zero. It is as if the 10 is in a room behind a closed door, and there is only a narrow gap between the door and the floor where I can crawl through. The door is locked, everyone can only get through the crack. So, they enter the group without any conditions and claims. If I want to enter the group, I must completely nullify myself or I will remain outside. If I do not revoke all my claims in the 10, I have nothing to do in it. A person entering the 10 goes through purgatory, clearing himself of all his claims and demands. He enters with one plea, to be accepted in the 10. He is ready to serve his friends, to pay them, to do whatever they want as long as he is accepted in the 10 without any conditions on his part. Otherwise, the 10 cannot even begin to move toward the goal of creation. A person enters the 10 in order to nullify himself through connection with it, to receive the properties of the Creator, and to continue stage by stage, to nullify himself more and more, to connect more and more with the 10, to receive the properties of the Creator and to ascend. When he completely cleaves to the 10, this is called love for the creation, and he will come to love for the Creator from there. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson December 16, 2020, close to the Creator during a descent. Hanukkah is a celebration of the victory of light over darkness. Comment: the holiday of Hanukkah is called the celebration of the victory of light over darkness, purity over conformism, spirituality over corporeality. And I think, clearly this is not only a Jewish holiday. The whole world is now on the threshold of victory or defeat of light over darkness. My response: there are actually no Jewish holidays. This is the interaction between the quality of bestowal, love, and the quality of reception, hatred, which always fight with each other. Question: was there a day in history when the forces of light defeated darkness? Answer: yes. The forces of connection. Question: the forces of connection, of love, suddenly defeated the darkness in this egoistic, dark world of ours. Was there such a fragment in history? Could you reveal it? How can we expand this fragment now and bring it to the present? Everyone is interested in the present time and only few people are interested in history. How can we bring light, the holiday of Hanukkah, to this melancholy, to this despondency of humanity? Answer: in general, this is a constant, ecumenical opposition between Rome and Jerusalem. Rome is power, it is strength, the conquest of Europe, the conquest of all the savage tribes that lived in Europe then. It is no secret that almost until the 10th century people lived in trees, underground, and so on. There was barbarism in Europe, and they ate each other. And Jerusalem wanted to bring to the world a completely different law, the law not of power, not of supremacy of authority, but of the spirit. This was the motto, the goal of Jerusalem. Of course, people were not ready for this. Question: is this the time when the temple was built on the height of love for the neighbor? Answer: yes, for 1,000 years from the 10th century before our era to year zero of our era, there was a struggle of what would overcome. Eventually, Judea fell. And at the end, when it was already crushed, during the fall, there was a great uprising. It was led by the Maccabees. It was the Maccabees who were carrying this light. This last surge in the fight for ideals marked Hanukkah. Question: this was a fragment of history. How can we transfer it to our time? What is Hanukkah for the world today? Answer: Hanukkah is an image of light, bestowal, love, connection of all and everything no matter at what level. The main thing is the good attitude of everyone toward everyone, above all prejudices, religions, philosophies, above everything. In this dark time, There is an opportunity to tell the world what it should be like. This is because the advantage of light is precisely over darkness. And also because the world today, during these 2000 years, has already been completely imbued with this ideology of Romans and Greeks. Question, that is, with complete materialism? Answer, yes. Since the world has realized where it is heading, where it is, and also its end, today it is already possible to tell, explain, and try to pull the world to look in a different way, with different eyes. We are not going to conquer the world, we just want to explain to it that it is falling and that this is very threatening. Question, so, is this holiday very relevant and necessary? Answer, of course. Question, how can a person now light this little fire in himself? Answer, it is very simple. We have nothing else left but to turn ourselves inside out, to begin to negotiate between all our hatreds, adversities, desires to destroy, humiliate, and subjugate each other, and so on. We should stop playing these games. Today we can say, let us, remember, let us, see what those true ancient Maccabees, the Jews, were talking about. They talked only about restoring the kingdom of understanding, mutual help, and love between all the people in the world. Not on an egoistic basis because it is impossible, we would be building something unsuccessful again, but on the basis on which the wisdom of Kabbalah is founded. There is a force in nature that can reveal itself and subjugate our egoism. This will happen. I do not just believe it, I see it coming closer every day. It is on the ruins of the old world, and now we see how its last bastion that is built on capital is crumbling, and crumbling, and crumbling, that a different world will be built, a world of mutual respect, love, opposite to the past one. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 7, 2020. Selfless love. Question. We cannot attribute the feeling of love to the still, vegetative, and animate levels because they do not have freedom of choice. The interaction of objects at these levels is due to genes, laws, and instincts. We can talk about love only where there is freedom of choice, where there is an opportunity to rise above one's egoistic nature. When we talk about divine or absolute, selfless love, then we are talking about love for the property of bestowal, and this means one must be in this property all the time. Can we say that to love the property of bestowal is love? Answer, yes. At the same time, you treat the other in such a way that none of his bad effects on you prevent you from loving him. Question, and the property of bestowal, is it in me or in him? Answer, it is in you. The other person has nothing to do with it. Question. How does one determine whether a person is loving purely selfishly or if it is altruistic love? Answer, this is impossible to determine. To do this, you would need to find out whether he loves you for money or if he loves you selflessly. What is he selfless about? There is no concept related to love in Kabbalah. Love is defined as pleasure. The so-called love for one's neighbor, for the Creator, or for oneself, whether it is egoistic or altruistic love, is determined by the measure of the use of one's own egoism for oneself in contrast with the use of one's own egoism for the sake of another. Therefore, we move away from the concept of love. Even when it is said, love your neighbor as yourself, this means that just as egoistically as you treat yourself, you should treat others in exactly the same way. That is, as you fill yourself, you should fool another to the same extent. From CapTV's Communication Skills, October 23, 2020. Pave the way to your neighbor. Question. In order to love others, do I first need to understand how I love myself? Answer. This is realized while working on the spiritual path. As you strive to love others, you will realize how much you hate them and love yourself. Question. It is said that one should love one's neighbor. Who is the neighbor? Answer. A neighbor is any person on earth, no matter whom. Almost all people are my parts. I am a common organism that includes all people on earth. Therefore, I must love them all. Question: can I go from easy to hard in this love? Answer: sure. First, treat your loved ones, relatives, friends, and fellow tribesmen in this way, and then treat everyone else. You must fill your neighbor with what he wants and please him. Not what you think is best for him, but what he wants. Question: what if I don't have what he wants? Answer: then you cannot fill him with anything but your pleasant striving for it. Question: at least he should know that I am always ready to fill him, even if I don't have what he wants. Answer: yes. By doing this you simply pave the way to him, and the Creator already shines through you to this person. Question: in return, I should not expect some kind of reverse action from him? Answer: no. When it is said about loving your neighbor, it means that you must love him. His attitude toward you does not matter. You do not expect anything from him at all. From CAB TV's Communication Skills to March 10, 2020. The meaning of life of a useless class. Question: it would be logical to imagine that virtual communities could help people communicate and in real life, but it turns out to be the opposite. Why? Answer: because people are ruled by their egoism. You can do nothing about it. Until we correct it, any methods and forms of communication will harm us. Question: some futurists believe that computer games will turn out to provide meaning in life for a useless social class. This is what they call people who have lost their jobs. There may be billions of such people. They will be provided with a basic income and games so that they will not riot. Do you see such a scenario being possible? Answer: unfortunately, I do. However, this is not the final form of human development, but only an intermediary one. Indeed, this could happen. Question: today, a person is in daily contact with so many people that he has never met in his entire life. What opportunity does this give to us? How can one properly use this phenomenon for personal growth? Answer: I think that today, this phenomenon is hampering our personal growth, and an ordinary person does not have any opportunity to break away from it and grow. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, October 7, 2020. The outcome of our unity. Question: can you point at something in our world that we impact as a result of the unity in the ten? Answer: I cannot say, because it is about actions that have never been implemented in our world. We are pioneers who are starting the correction in this respect, in changing and improving the world from the bottom up. The question is on which levels the response in our world will be revealed, and whether it will be on the level of the still nature, the ecology, the climate, or on the level of human society. The outcome must be greater closeness between people and greater balance between societies and states. I believe it will be revealed on all levels, but it seems to me that we will reveal changes on the social level quite soon, because it is the most dynamic and the closest to us. The signs from it are more serious, stronger, and sharper than from anything else. We will take part in this experiment together and will begin to look at the outcomes and to discern them. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 5, 2019.